Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures just prior to the session opening this morning, and ended up the cattle futures with a decent day yesterday, mostly higher for the cattle futures.
Yes, that's the way we ended the session yesterday, but we did see two-sided trading before we got that far in the session, as we did have several episodes of trading up and down and back up and back down. Now, we also saw yesterday's higher trade still held well within Friday's trading range. In other words, we've not really been able to capitalize on this upside that we saw take place yesterday, as we still got to get back above Friday's high to really start to make a march even higher. Now, we did hear there was 400 head of cattle sold in Kansas at 151 yesterday. We also saw choice box beef up $2.14. Select boxes were up 210 on a total movement of 118 loads. Cattle slaughter, 113,000 head, and cash feeder index up 83 cents yesterday. And just a reminder, Friday is the monthly cattle on feeder report. Next Monday is the cold storage report. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, 10 cents higher. August feeder cattle up 95 cents, and July lean hogs were 5 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures from yesterday. The corn and particularly soybeans had a real good day, but it was kind of a rough day on the wheat futures.
That's right. We saw soybean complex and corn futures close positive, and the wheat closed negative. Some of our soybean and soybean meal contracts yesterday had their highest close of the past 5 to 6 weeks. The overnight trading in our grain and soybean complex has been strong to the upside and in very large trading volume. This upside seems to be tied to wet weather from the tropical storm Bill moving north into the Midwest, along with that bringing about fun short covering of positions. Now, this afternoon, the Feds will release their decision. At the moment, July KC wheat is holding 7 cents higher. July corn's up 3.5. July soybeans 7.25 higher. July cotton's down 3 points. July crude oil trading $1.09 higher. September dollar index is 15 cents lower. And September Dow Jones futures up 19 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.